item number four, which is an, sorry, three, which is an update to the municipal stormwater phase two permit renewal and implementation. Anybody that wants to speak on that issue, please fill out a speaker card. What? Yeah, we're going to do it before. Yeah. Before we get started here, I wanted to inform people that have, I know, traveled a long ways that we are intending to take the, there's a update item after this on marijuana, and we intend to take that before lunch, even if we push into noontime. So. It's all yours.
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman of the Board, board members. I'm Colleen Hunt, an environmental scientist on your staff, working under Mona Doherty in the Municipal Stormwater Program. This is an informational item on an update on our Phase 2 Municipal Stormwater Program with a recent permit renewal and implementation update. Brief outline of my presentation includes program background, the phase two permittees named in the new phase two permit, permit implementation requirements, Russian River Watershed phase one and phase two alignment efforts, inspections, and future efforts. The municipal stormwater program is divided into two phases. Phase one are our larger municipalities consisting of populations over 100,000. In the North Coast region, we have one phase one permit. Co-permittees are named as the City of Santa Rosa, the County of Sonoma, and the Sonoma County Water Agency. They're currently implementing a permit that was renewed in October of 2009 and was adopted by the Regional Water Board. Our phase two municipalities consist of smaller communities, and they're divided into traditional and non-traditional. Traditional being cities and counties, and non-traditional being more facilities like universities, schools, hospitals. Our phase two program is currently implementing a general permit that was adopted by the State Board on February 5th, 2013. And the permit went into effect July 1st, 2013. We had 12 phase two communities that were renewed in this new permit. These communities were previously conducting efforts under the previous permit. This includes Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, unincorporated portions of McKinleyville, Fort Bragg, Ukiah, unincorporated portions of Ukiah and Fort Bragg in Mendocino County, Cotati, Healdsburg, Rohnert Park, Sebastopol, and Windsor. We also have several new designations under the new permit. This includes several areas of unincorporated Humboldt County, areas of unincorporated Sonoma County in the lower Russian River watershed, Trinidad, Cloverdale, Crescent City, and Yreka. These municipalities were designated for different reasons. Mostly it has to do with urbanization or an anticipated growth in the near future. Shelter Cove and Trinidad are designated under the state board's areas as needing special protections because their stormwater discharges into an area of special biological significance. And the state board has determined that these areas need a permit to discharge their waste. We also have a few non-traditional new designations. This includes the state of California Parks and Rec. We have 14 parks. They're all designated under the ASBS designation. Department of Homeland Security, Petaluma Coast Guard Training Center, and California State University System, Sonoma State, and Humboldt State. So as I mentioned, all permittees were required to submit their notice of intent to the state board by July 1st, 2013. Requirements included electronic submittal of a guidance document developed by the state board to help permittees develop a time frame and for compliance, a permit boundary map, and a fee. New permit requirements. This new permit is very different than the previous permit that our phase twos were implementing. The previous permit required the phase twos to develop their own stormwater management plan to determine how they were going to comply with the permit. This permit essentially gives all permittees the same requirements, and they no longer need a stormwater management plan to comply, or they no longer need to develop a stormwater management plan. It's essentially embedded in the permit. This new permit also provides timetables and time frames for compliance, where in the previous permit, municipalities really had the flexibility to determine their compliance timeframes. And a new requirement under this permit will be electronic reporting. So implementation, as I said, the state board developed a guidance document to help municipalities with a kind of a roadmap to compliance. And it's a spreadsheet that provides the time frame that all the different requirements are due. And so for our renewal permittees, they will continue implementing their current stormwater management plan until new due dates become required. Regulations allow phase two communities to join into a phase one program if they're within the same watershed. Mona and I started talking about this option as being really valuable for our Russian River watershed permittees. So in October of 2012, I began meeting monthly with our Russian Water, our Russian River watershed permittees to discuss this option. There are several benefits to aligning these two programs. It could provide regional consistency within the whole watershed, especially within the construction and post-construction program. The municipalities pass on requirements to other regulated communities, such as developers. And so to have consistent requirements amongst the whole watershed is very beneficial. This also allows for collaborative permit implementation. We find that joining resources and pulling together to implement the permit is very beneficial for our communities, especially in terms of funding, and being able to pool resources is really valuable to having a successful stormwater program. And this can also be very beneficial as we move into implementing TMDL requirements within the stormwater permit. So the phase two had till July 1st, 2013 to determine what path they wanted to take for compliance, either to implement the phase two general permit or to join in under the phase one permit. And almost all of our Russian River watershed permittees have decided to join under the phase one permit. The exception is Mendocino County and Sonoma State University will be implementing the general phase two permit. At this time, we consider the phase two permittees participating in the phase one permit, but when we renew the phase one permit in October of 2014, we will name all the Russian River watershed permittees as co-permittees. Some other efforts in the phase two program are inspections. Mona and I made a goal to inspect all of our existing phase twos during the 2012-13 fiscal year. This is just a quick chart of the permittees inspected and dates of inspection. Some findings of the inspection. What we found is that working through collaboration is really beneficial. We have two groups that have joined to facilitate collaboration. That's the Russian River Watershed Association, who provided an update to the board in April on their programs, and the North Coast Stormwater Coalition, who will be providing an update to the board in our September board meeting. These groups together have joined, they're beneficial because they've really developed a strong message of stormwater pollution prevention to provide to the public. This is both to the general public, to school-aged children, and to specific types of pollutant sources, such as restaurants or car washing facilities. Most of our MS4s have completed a map of their stormwater systems, which is a huge undertaking, and it's also very beneficial for responding to spills and knowing when you have a discharge to a storm drain where that discharge could end up into surface water. And we have found that a lot of our phase twos made significant progress over the terms of the previous permit. This is especially true in developing a construction program, legal authority to implement the permit, and spill response. Also during the inspections, I was able to get an update from Arcata and Fort Bragg, who were recipients of a Prop 84 grant to retrofit. Arcata is retrofitting a parking lot in Fort Bragg, an alleyway with LA with low impact development features. Other findings in the inspection, we found that most of our phase two communities have stormwater management plans that do not meet the requirement to reduce the discharge of pollutants to the maximum extent practicable. This is maximum extent practicable is the Clean Water Act standard for compliance in the stormwater program. This is especially true in the post-construction program. What we found is the stormwater management plans were implementing outdated standards for post-construction. They really need to update their standards to incorporate best management practices that include low impact development. Some municipalities lack the legal authority for requiring post-construction standards, and some programs had no standards adopted. So we're working with our phase two permittees to meet the maximum extent practicable standard as we move into the new permit. So all permittees will receive or have received an inspection report with Regional Water Board staff comments. We did issue notices of violation to four permittees. This includes the City of Sebastopol and Humboldt County. Really, the driver for the notice of violation was lack of legal authority to implement the permit. Otherwise, these two cities had good programs and they were implementing their stormwater management plan We just felt that this was a really important element that needed to be addressed as soon as possible. We also issued notices of violation to the City of Fortuna and the County of Mendocino, generally needing strong improvement in all program areas. We've asked all four permittees to provide us with a schedule for compliance, and our goal here is really to facilitate compliance and get these programs back on track. Future efforts. I am planning to meet with all new designations to make sure they understand the program and that they're moving forward. Continue to facilitate compliance among all permittees. Work with the Russian River Watershed Phase 2 permittees for implementing the Phase 1 program. We are beginning the Phase 1 permit renewal process, which we will hopefully have a new permit adopted in the fall of 2014, and update the board on progress. May I answer any questions?
Colleen, thank you very much. I appreciate you updating us. You indicated in the phase two inspections that you found that the stormwater management plans don't meet the maximum extent practical standards. So does the new term then, since that stormwater plan is actually essentially obsolete, right, that the new stormwater permit, the MS4 phase two, will that in essence take care of itself because the plan will be embedded into the new permit and that's therefore the new requirement?
Yeah, for the most part, we are looking to have certain elements met sooner, like for example for the cities who don't have the adequate legal authority, we would like them to come up to speed on that a lot sooner than the new permit would require for a new permittee, for example.
No, when you say that the legal authority, is that establishing a mechanism of governance, say for ordinance or that?
An ordinance, okay. Yeah, is the main mechanism that's used to comply with that requirement.
And I understand then, do you gave a pretty lengthy list actually of the co-permittees on phase two that are here in Sonoma County. So do I understand then that those fall under the existing phase one? They will combine with the existing phase one?
Right.
All of those?
Yes.
Including Sebastopol?
Including Sebastopol, who has also joined the Russian River Watershed Association.
Go Sebastopol, my hometown. And one last thing, SMARTS. So these is phase two, phase one are reporting to SMARTS then?
Only phase two is at this time.
Okay. Other comments or questions, Mr. Hale?
Well, just a question. What's you've described that it's the phase two is kind of a whole different way of doing this now. And what's the general feedback then? Municipalities, are they? I mean, obviously, it's moving them toward getting, and the ones that are out of compliance, it's getting them into compliance. So the pathway is already set for them. But it seems to me more of a streamlined process. Is that?
It is. I think there's a little fear that there's not the funding to back up the requirements in the permit, and that's why I have a goal to really facilitate compliance where I can, because the more areas where these municipalities can join together and not have to implement elements of the permit separately, it can be really beneficial. And I think that's the biggest concern is having the finances to implement the permit.
And it's almost been half inspection but half outreach as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, they know the requirements and they know they have to move forward. So there's there's a level of acceptance at this point. But that's the biggest comment I get is not being able to financially support the permit requirements.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
One thing we have had, though, is Virginia, I have a speaker card for you next, and you've been so helpful. Your organization has been so helpful at sharing, and this our local community here with our phase one co-permittees and then now phase two, I could see the benefit of the combination of those in the sharing of information, knowledge, and experience. And I know that continues, and I think that is just a wonderful element of our communities here. The phase one permit, I believe, has been, third or fourth term now, I believe, and there's a lot of experience out there. The other thing is that I think you know, in some ways to have a small defined boundary, a municipal boundary is one thing, and you have then your edge there that you're working inwards towards. I think the bigger thing that I've experienced in talking to some of the regulated community was that, especially say like the county, I think that some of the counties and are bigger, they're so much bigger, and they're kind of harder to get wrapped around in some ways. And, you know, kind of where do you start with resources that are very limited? So I know that that remains a challenge as well, I gotta assume. So I appreciate that work that you're doing. The outreach and the inspection is very helpful, I'm sure. Did you have a question, Mr. Massey?
I did, Mr. Norton. I'm looking at your page two, the phase two designations, and for Sonoma County, Forestville, Guerneville, Monterey, and Occidental, some of which have absolutely don't exist as a municipality of any. They have no town. They have no nothing. They have a zip code. They have special districts, but those special districts are how are we dealing with that?
The requirements for those areas fall onto the County of Sonoma to implement the permit in those boundary areas.
And how do we get the county to take over what is a special district?
Well,
good morning, and members of the board. My name is Mona Doherty. I'm an engineer with your staff. We have asked the county, and we've worked with them to provide maps of those of the areas that so that we can designate the boundaries for that. And you're right, it's a little trickier since they don't have a municipal boundary already set up. But the county does have authority over the storm drain system in those areas. So as soon as we decide on a boundary map, which I believe we've already done, is that correct, Colleen?
Yes, they submitted their boundary maps as required by July 1st.
So they'll be able to fold those areas into their current phase one implementation and have the same type of legal authority in those areas over the storm drain system that they do within the Laguna watershed.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? All right, let's do this. Let's take, I have one speaker card for Virginia Porter.
Thank you, Chairman Norton and members of the board. And I can safely say that sitting at a table with Mona and Colleen is not an unusual phenomenon for me lately. We've had really remarkable and commendable collaborative work I'm Virginia Porter, and I'm the executive director of the Russian River Watershed Association. So thank you. And most of you know, but I'll just repeat for the record, the Russian River Watershed Association is a coalition of regulated public agencies in the Russian River Watershed, and we're happy to say that all of the incorporated cities in the watershed are now members of RRWA, as well as the County of Sonoma, and we're in discussion with the County of Mendocino about becoming member. Very, very productive discussions going on there, so it's very exciting. But I really have just a brief message. I want to, first of all, acknowledge the work of your staff in with all of our member agencies in going through a process that was time-consuming and creative, very intelligently conceived and carried out, and I hope will result in the kind of collaboration and implementation that we all know will give us a better program in our community. I don't think anyone ever lost sight of the ultimate water quality goal of the work we're doing. And because of this work, we're going to be able to leverage an existing really good program by aligning our phase two entities with the existing and soon to be renewed phase one program in the Russian River watershed. So my message is really a message of acknowledgement, a huge message of thanks to your staff and to the board, and also a commitment from our organization to continue to work together, because there's only good results that will come from that. So thank you very much.
Virginia, I want to thank you and your members as well. I mean, that goes right back to you and your memberships. I know that, again, my hometown of Sebastopol recently joined up, and I think then, you know, this having phase twos join the phase one process, I think, is very smart. By the way, I think from the standpoint that they don't stand alone, and they could gain from the knowledge and experience, and it is a collaborative process. The non-point source world, as you know, is very tough, and to deal with the control of pollutants and go out there and get it on the ground. And this has continued to be a very collaborative process that has all the intent of agency and regulated community and organization collaboration from the very beginning. And that just cannot be, in my mind, be overstated, that the success of this program and moving forward and making it into something more and better, I think, is all in motion, and it has been for quite a long time. And so thank everybody. Thank you, staff, and thank the members. I think it really does pay dividends. Other board member comments, questions? And we'll hear more, I assume. Can you remind me again, so the phase one permit, Colleen, comes back when? Is it fall of next year, you said?
Yeah, it expires October 2014.
Okay. Well, then we will see you, if not sooner, we will see you then. Thank you very much for your time and your update today. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You bet. Thank you. We're going to move on.